Okay, here we go. Five ideas on Bir Chametz, five Hasidic gems on what Bir Chametz is all about. Our learning Mishnah in Chusar Furshim and Brachtsvim Rivkabatya, Pesach Shachar Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Oiv Yisrael. The Oiv Yisrael tells us that before we look for Chametz, Bedikas Chametz, we have to make sure to do tshuva. At the end of the day, when you're searching, when you're burning the chametz, you're not just searching for the and looking for the physical chametz, but you're looking for the spiritual chametz of itself. You're looking for the spiritual chametz within oneself, trying to get rid of the bad midos and the things that we have to get rid of. As the Radvaz writes in a tshuva, Chela Gimel, at the end of the day, chametz bePesach remez liyitzahora v'hu soor shebeisa. This is the Radvaz. The Ravaz says when you're getting rid of the chametz, you should have in mind, you're destroying the Yitzhara. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Yitav Lev. The Yitav Lev tells us, the Pasuk says in Shemos Yigimel Zayin, Lo yireh lecha chametz. You shouldn't see your chametz. What does that mean, you shouldn't see your chametz? Right, the Gemara tells us, Psachim Hamad Beis, Shelcha Yatorah, but you should not let us see yours. But you're not allowed to see others. You're allowed to go to Publix or a supermarket, you're just not allowed to see your chametz. Says the Yitav Lev, a Hasidic, a beautiful idea. Lo yireh lecha chametz perish, shelo yireh ki'ilu hu lecha. Don't look that as the chametz is yours. Don't view the chametz as if that's your identity, and your anger is you, and the jealousy is you. At the end of the day, view it as something that's outside. It's a ruach shtus, but it doesn't define you. It's not who you are. Lo yireh lecha chametz. Haino shoshel achim. It's something else, it's someone else, but it's not who I am. I'm an Eshama, I'm a Jew, I'm a son and a daughter of the Rabbon Hashem, and I want to do the right thing. But sometimes the source of Yisrael gets in the way. Beautiful idea of Yitav. Like, moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from the Sefer Noam Megadim, as my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon Shlita likes to say, one of the classical Hasidish Sfarim. So we know the open Mishnah to Pesachim says, or L'yudalet Bokim Esachametz. The night of the 14th, you should check and search for Chametz. Says the Noam Megadim, we know that Ner refers to Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. At the end of the day, we're not just searching or burning the Chametz. L'or L'yudalet Bodkim Es HaChametz. What's Es? Es is Im. Rotzo Lomar, Im B'tikas Chametz Tzarech Livdok. With your Ner, with the candle, with mitzvos, you should check your Chametz. Meaning, at the end of the day, you're not just, says the Noam Megadim, you're not just checking for Chametz of the Averos. You're also checking the mitzvos. Kiner or liyadalet, both kinim zechametz. You're looking with the ner. You're looking in not only to your averos, but you're also looking into your mitzvos. Did the chametz get into any of my mitzvos? Get into my davening, to my learning? At the end of the day, when we're searching and burning the chametz, we're not just looking for the averos, but also looking at the end of the day for our introspective into our mitzvos as well. The fourth idea comes to us from the Beis Aharon. Gemara tells us in Pesachim, the Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. Right? Famous Machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. The best way to get rid of Chametz, to burn Chametz, is with Sreifa. Best way to get rid of Chametz is by burning it. Says the Beis Aharon. What does this mean? By burning it, you want to get rid of your Yitzhahara? Be Hislavus. With energy, with passion, your Avodas Hashem. You want to know how to beat the Yitzhahara? Do with energy, with passion, in your Avodas Hashem. That's number one way to be able to be the Yitzhar. Which, by the way, I think this is the Chida, I'm not sure. The Pasuk says at the end of Bashalach, Ki biyad al kes ka. Through the 14th, Ki biyad al kes ka. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will be for, what's the Ki biyad? Yad is Yudalad, Yudalad Nisan. When we're busy on the 14th, the 14th of Nisan, busy doing mitzvahs with Islavas, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to bring the Gula. Right, Amalek's Karcha, right? The Chayzer, the Swasamas, all the Swarm say, they try to cold in our Avodas Hashem. Our number one way is Aladai Sreifa, through fire and energy and passion in our Avodas Hashem. And finally, fifth and final idea comes to us from the Kushner Tzer Magid, the Avodas Yisrael. You know, the halacha is, the Ramah brings down, Nohagim Laniach Psisi Chametz V'makam Shiyam Matzeh Avodah, Kidei Shelo Yeh Berchasul V'tala. The Ramah tells us that at the end of the day, before you B'digas Chametz, you should make sure to put out 10 pieces of bread. Put out some bread and make sure that the bracha won't be a bracha levatala. Says the Avodas Yisrael, what's the deeper idea? He says at the end of the day, we know the chametz is the Yitzhahara. And everyone, ki ein tzaddik ba'az asher la yasa tov lo yechta. There's no tzaddik in the world that hasn't sinned. When you put the chametz out, we're being humble. We're telling the Ribbono Shelom, I'm not telling you that I don't have Yitzhahara or I don't have chametz in my life. I do. I'm not a bracha levatala. He's saying at the end of the day, I'm putting the bread out to show that I do have chametz. Then I'm not done, and I have what to work on. Because only someone who says that, who's arrogant will say that they're done. But by saying the Chushat Zer Magid, the real reason, the panemius behind the Ramaz, but besides the Bracha Levatala, is to show their bonoshom. We're not arrogant to say we don't have what to do. We have what to do, and that's why you put the chametz out, to look for it. Just review these five ideas. The Oy Yisrael told us at the end of the day when we're doing bedika, we're doing beer, we're not only getting rid of the physical chametz, but we're looking spiritually, we're looking intrinsically into ourselves, looking into the midos, into ourselves. The Itav Lev had the beautiful idea. The pasuk says, Lo Yoreh L'Chol Chametz. It shouldn't be yours. What does it mean, it shouldn't be yours? It shouldn't define you. That's something outside of you. It's not you. We're a Jew. And by the end of the day, there's a ruach shus, okay, but that doesn't define me. It's not who I am. I'm a neshama. I'm a son and daughter of the Rabbon Shom. No, Megadim says to check the chametz with the nair, right? Or the yadal bodkin sachametz with the nair. What does that mean? But we're not only searching for the averus, but we're also searching for our mitzvos. We're looking into the kiner mitzvah Torah. We're checking the chametz in our mitzvos, in our Torah, in our daven, in our bedel chavero, in our chesed, in our tefillin, in all the mitzvos. Not only in the rest, but in the mitzvos as well. Beis Aaron, the fourth idea, ein bi or chametz al streifa. What does that mean? Ein bi or chametz al streifa. The best way to beat a malik, the best way to beat the yitzhara, is to streifa. Passion, energy, says the Karlina Rebbe. With passion and energy. The Chida, I think the Chida says, the number one way to be a Malik is Davka, the 14th year Nisa, to be Beslavus, with Simcha and great joy, with passion and Avodah Hashem. Finally, the 15th, the final idea, the Kushas Ramagid gives us a beautiful idea why we have the Minag by the Ramah, besides the Bracha Levatal, to put the bread out. We're talking about Choshar Gadosh Baruch Hu, we're not arrogant to say that we're clean of sin. We know we have sinned, and that's why we're putting this out. The first step to tshuva is admitting the tshuva, is admitting that we have the chametz. That's the first step to tshuva, is admitting that we have what to work on. Chodesh Baruch Hu shebless us, that we should take these five chassidic gems on bedikas chametz and bir chametz, and Be'ez Hashem, make it a meaningful process and a meaningful and should penetrate into our lives. Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.